Blog Talk Radio.
With us today. We thank God for the man of God, and later on the woman of God, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, will be with us as well, Bishop's wife. So thank you so much for being with us today. We want to give the Lord a hand clap of praise before we get started. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be here on Crenshaw. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. Hey, the number 347-843-4559, the call-in number. If you request prayer or need prayer, just listen to prayer, ladies and gentlemen. It works always, always works in the prayer mode, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559 is that call-in number. I am convinced, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on the planet needs prayer. Everybody on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, needs prayer. That call-in number, 347-843-4559. We thank God for you. And it's been a great day, ladies and gentlemen. God is merciful. God is great. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we're going to read the scripture tonight for you out of Psalms 107. We encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 107, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read verse 8 tonight. Verse 8, I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of the book of Psalms 107. Amen. Praise God. Oh, men, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. I'm going to read that one more time, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that men and women, of course, all across the globe, that men and women should praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. So we always want to thank God for his word. We're going to give God a hand clap of praise for his word right now. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we want to give you a bishop. We're going to open up Bishop's mic. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you, sir. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father, we thank you once again for your awesome and mighty works. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your eternal grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper unto the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, that you have given us that assurance and that guarantee that you will manifest yourself in our lives. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your word is spirit and it is life. We thank you, Jesus, tonight, God, for your grace and mercy has been extended from generation to generation. Father, we thank you tonight, God. The prayers have already been answered that have gone up before you. We thank you, Lord. Your words say, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and deliver us out of all our troubles and out of all our fears. We thank you tonight. It is already done according to your word. Lord, your words say, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our present help in time of trouble. God, you are our everything. You are our supplier of all our needs. God, we thank you tonight for your word assuring us in you that you will work out all things for our good. And Father, we thank you for those that love the Lord, the one that call according to your purpose. And Father, we stand in the gap tonight. We thank you for your word. We honor your word tonight, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. And Father, we come against that spirit of fear tonight. We come against that spirit of doubt tonight. We come against that spirit of confusion tonight in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now. Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now. Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify you. We call those things that be not as though they already are. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Your words say one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We pray for souls tonight. We pray for families tonight. Father, we pray for mothers and fathers, sons and daughters tonight. We pray, O Heavenly Father, God, that you will reunite. God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, pull down the stronghold and cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and pull it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you for it tonight. We praise your name. God, the manifestation has already taken place. The miracles has already taken place. The blessing and the promises have already taken place. God, we give you praise in advance. We magnify you in advance. We thank you in advance. God, that child is all right, God. That child has already been healed. That family, that mother that's already been healed. That son, that daughter, that father, God, has already been healed. That cousin, that nephew, that uncle, that aunt, they've already been healed in the name of Jesus. All of those that have been sick by any type of infirmity, you have paid the greatest and ultimate price on Calvary already. And Father, we thank you because you was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, but with your stripes we already healed. We thank you tonight, God, and we stand in agreement with that mother, that child, that son, that daughter, that father. We stand in agreement tonight, God, that you will move greatly and mighty by your spirit in their lives, God, that you will change the situation right now. That God, in the name of Jesus, you will bring about peace in the midst of confusion. Father, we thank you tonight. We call it so tonight. And Father, we glorify you for it. We praise you. We stand on your word. And so shall your word be the going forward. It will not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will manifest itself. And Father, we glorify you for it tonight. We thank you for your assurance, God. We glorify you for it, God. We pray for that mother tonight, that son, that daughter tonight. We pray for that relative tonight. We pray for our America tonight. Father, we pray for our country tonight. We pray for the president, the government. God, we pray for every official, God, everyone that's in leadership. God, we pray tonight, God, that your blood prevail. God, we pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will comfort that one tonight. God, you'll comfort that mother, that husband, that wife, that son tonight. You will comfort that family tonight. And Father, we thank you, God. We know that you're always there. God, you're in there when the good time, the bad time, the difficult time, the hard time. And God, we give you glory and honor, God, that you already know every situation and you're working out things for our good. And God, we thank you after this all over, God, that you will get the glory out of this. You will get the victory out of this. God, we thank you for it right now. God, we thank you for the manifestation. And Father, we give you glory tonight. We praise your name. God, we pray against mental illness tonight. God, in the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Take your hands off of God's property in the name of Jesus right now. And Father, we thank you for it, God. We thank you, Lord. Your word said one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word tonight, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you for love, God. We thank you because love, my God, God, we thank you for love, God. We thank you for your love is being poured out in the earth realm, God. We thank you for love, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray you tonight, oh God, for your word. We pray as you look on those that are sick, those that are afflicted, those in the hospital, those that are sick at home, those that are sick, God. God, in different places, God, those in the nursing home, God, we ask you to bless them, God, heal them, God, strengthen them. Father God, we know that we are not able to visit them, God, but we know that you are able, God. You'll never leave us alone. You'll never leave us alone. You will never leave us alone. You will never leave us alone. And Father, we give you praise for it, God. We praise you. God, we give you glory tonight. God, we praise you tonight, God. God, as you move by your spirit. God, we thank you for open heaven that we live in under tonight. We thank you for open heaven, God, and we give you praise tonight. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your mighty works. We thank you for your mighty acts. We thank you for your word. God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. God, so faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. God, we speak the word tonight, God. We speak life, we speak hope, we speak joy, we speak peace. And Father, we ask you to continue to move by your spirit. We ask you to continue to move by your power. And Father, we thank you. We pray tonight, God, for the body of Christ. We pray for unity. We pray for the love of God be poured out in the earth for him as never before. Father God, we thank you. We stand, we walk in faith. We don't walk in fear. We don't walk in doubt. We don't walk in confusion. We don't walk in unbelief. But God, we walk by faith. Faith and not by sight. We walk in your word and decree and declare your word. We call it so in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, God, we give you glory and honor. God, we thank you for blessings, God. We thank you for the promise of God, make it rich and having no sorrow. You promised us, God, that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And Father, we forever give you praise, God. We thank you for that open door. We thank you for that miracle being manifest. We thank you, God. We stand on your word and we decree and declare, God. We decree and declare for that neighbor. We decree and declare for that man that's out of employment tonight, don't have a job tonight. Oh, God, but seeking the God, we know that you are able to open the door. We thank you, God. We speak favor on their life. We speak favor on their family life. We speak favor on their children tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Bless those that's in school. Bless those that's in college. Bless them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, bless their parents. God, bless the children, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, let them be able to be focused on the word. God, as they're being taught in school, God, but remember, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Everything goes down, but the word of God shall stand forever. God, we standing on your word. We are voice in the earth realm tonight. And Father, we pray, God, that you will continue to move by your spirit. We thank you for the blessings of God. We thank you for every promise that you've already manifested. We thank you for every promise that's going to take place in our lives. God, we thank you for every vision that you've given to us. God, we thank you for the manifestation, God. We thank you. The word of God said, write the vision, make it plain. That they read it, they run with it. Run, run. Don't give up. Don't quit. Do not stop. Do not throw in the towel. No, it's not too late to start all over again. God, we thank you tonight, God. You've assured us it's not too late to start all over again, God. You assured us that you will be with us, God. You have assured us that all things are working together for our good, no matter how dark it is, no matter how it seems like you're walking alone. But, God, we know that you are right there. You are the footsteps. You are the footprints in the sand. You are the voice that we are hearing tonight. And, Father, we thank you. As you have spoken to us, you will speak to our children. You will speak to our community. You will speak to our neighborhoods. You will speak to our government. And Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you for what you're doing. We pray for those in all other countries. We pray for those in every other situation that they are facing tonight. God, we thank you. Give them a peace of mind. Give them a peace that passes all understanding. And open the blinded eyes of, take the scales off, that they may be able to see the spiritual things of God. And know that you are a living God. You are true and living God. We thank you for the miracle that you've already performed. God, we give you praise for it. God, that the unbelievers become believers in your word. We give you thanks for it. And we know there's nothing impossible with you, but all things are possible with you, Almighty God. We thank you in advance. And we know that you're going to work it out for our good. We give you praise for it, God. And, Lord, keep us holding on to your word. Keep us standing on the truth. Keep us decreeing that word in the name of Jesus. I speak in the life of some child tonight. I speak in the life of some mother, some father, some cousin, excuse me, some nephew tonight. I speak life into your life tonight. Get up from there. Don't go to sleep. Don't give up. Don't quit. Do not throw in the towel. Stop it. Get up and rise up on the word and know that God is working all things for your good. We give you thanks for it. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, receive the prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Receive the prayer from the man of God tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. This is prayer time with Bishop. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop just prayed for you, your family, your neighbor, your nation, your city, your government in the city, and counties, ladies and gentlemen, and, of course, around the globe. So thank you so much, Bishop, for that time of prayer. We all need prayer, ladies and gentlemen. We all need it. Thank you. Thank you. And, ladies and gentlemen, we're all sensitive to this time. So for those who are online, if you do have a prayer request, hit star one. Hit star one on your phone if you do have a prayer request. We want to make sure don't miss anybody in the area of prayer. We thank God for you tonight, and we give God all the praise and the glory and the honor. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we always love to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for being with us as well. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God tonight for that powerful prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw. Praise God as I was listening and just reminiscing on the Word of God and listening to the prayer, receiving that in our hearts and our spirits. I remind you of the scripture in the book of Hebrews. It said, that remaineth a rest for the people of God. The scripture goes on to tell us that we should be careful that we don't come short of entering into that rest. That means that we don't allow the circumstances and the things of this life to cause us not to rest in Christ Jesus. Out of all of the things that are going on in the world today, the Lord has promised us that we can rest. So I encourage you to rest tonight. Is that sometimes challenging? Yes, it is. Sometimes it's challenging. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible tells us, be not weary in well-doing, but you're going to reap if you just don't faint. So those weary moments are going to come. Those weary moments are going to be there in our lives. But thank God for his grace and thank God for his mercy. Praise God. I encourage you, praise God, to keep the praise on your lips and on your heart. As Bishop Poland reminded us about 2 weeks ago, praise God. You want to beat the devil up, just start praising God. Praise God. Go through your house. Praise the Lord. And just start giving God some praise and glory. Declaring victory in the name of Jesus. Get you some oil and praise God. Begin to anoint your home. I was walking through the home the other day and I was noticing Bishop and I said, well, what are you doing? He said, I'm anointing the stairway. Praise God. Anointing the stairs in your house. Whatever it takes. Praise God. Note that let the enemy know you're not welcome in here. You're not welcome in this temple. You're not welcome in this house. Praise God. Praise is our weapon. Nothing is welcome in this house but the word of God, the praise upon our lips, and his glory and his anointing. Praise God. He's King of kings and he's Lord of lords. And sometimes you just got to do certain things as an act of faith. Amen. Let the enemy know who's in charge. Christ is in charge. And I refuse to be frustrated. I refuse to be depressed. I refuse, praise God, amen, to live like I'm in Lord of all. The great is he that is in us and he that is in the world. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So when anyone wants to come in and, praise God, make you weary, just get up, praise God, walk through the house and just start giving God praise. Hallelujah. Just start giving God glory. The enemy hates praise. He can't stand praise. Satan was the grandest worshiper, amen, of the Lord when he was in heaven. Praise God. He was the number one praiser. He decided he wanted to exalt himself above God. And see, that's what the enemy wants to do with circumstances. He wants to take circumstances in our lives, the things that we're challenged with. He wants that to be exalted above your praise. But we got to make a decision in our heart. We're going to dethrone that spirit with praise and worship. And we're going to enter and remain in his rest. Be careful. Be careful that you come short of entering to his rest. His rest is available. We want to receive it, and we want to hold on to it, because when the enemy comes in like a flood, God said he's going to raise up a standard against him. be encouraged tonight and learn how to rest in the Lord. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Doc. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. I'm encouraged, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you are as well, as the doc just said, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful. Powerful here. Y'all got to get excited about this thing. It's called the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. I wrote down, as Bishop says so many times, ladies and gentlemen, you got to stand on the Word. You got to stand on the Word. Y'all need to, some of y'all need to go do that tonight. Just go around your house, ladies and gentlemen, in your house, and just thanking God for everything. Just praise Him. Just start praising Him in your own way, ladies and gentlemen. Just start praising Him. And believe me, I'm a guarantee things are going to change. No doubt about that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn this time back over to Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. We thank God tonight for that word of encouragement from Dr. Crenshaw, word of inspiration. We give God the glory and praise and know that God is up to something. Know that God is up to something. God is up to something. God is up to something great in your life. Don't give up. Do not quit. Press. Like Paul said, I press toward the mark, the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. I'm pressing. I got to get there. Tell somebody I got to get there. I must get there. I cannot quit. I cannot give up. I'm too close. I can't turn around now. Cannot quit. So you be blessed tonight. Hold on to the word of God. Speak life and not death. Speak life to your situation. Speak life to yourself. And know that God is going to bring you through every storm in life. After the storm, after every storm, the sun must shine. And the sun, S-O-N, is shining all the time. But the storm got to pass after a while. God bless you. We love you. We are praying for you. Keep on holding on.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. What a great way to continue our evening, ladies and gentlemen, but also to start a new week in prayer with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for that powerful time. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a great evening, of course. I want you to do what you need to do for yourself and your family, but also I want you to have a powerful and productive week coming up as well. And we just thank God for you. For being with us today. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Continue to share this out on your networks so somebody can be blessed, ladies and gentlemen, by Bishop's prayer and the wisdom and information that Doc always shares with us as well. So thank you so much for that. Hey, we'll leave you with a quick song from Wes Morgan. It says, I choose to worship. I love it. What a beautiful song. I choose to worship. Amen. God bless you. Have a great evening. See y'all next time on Prayer Time with
me. For so long, I was. I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for song with thee.
I choose to worship.
Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Oh, yes, I do. of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming up. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing. Bless the Lord at all times.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen all around the globe, thank you for joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We'll see you next time on the network. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go out. Take care now. We love you. Bye-bye.